name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Something in my shoe, sorry. So there was this guy up in Minnesota. Sorry to pick on Minnesota. This guy in Minnesota. And he'd gone out and he'd had maybe a few too many to drink. And he decided he was going to go ice fishing. So he goes out with his equipment and he goes and he starts drilling this hole through the ice. He hears this voice and it says, "There's no fish down there." And he's really startled. So he gets his equipment and he goes a little further along and he puts it down. He starts drilling a hole and he hears the voice again, "There's no fish down there." And the guy looks up and he's really concerned and he says, "Lord, is that you?" And the voice says, "No, it's the ice rink manager." I like to go fishing. And just to clear things up, whenever I was in Sunday school as a kid, that was a very important memory verse, okay? And I learned it, "I will make you fishers of men." So every time I read, "And I will make you fish for people," it somehow sets my teeth on edge, and I really need to work on that, but that's how I memorized it as a kid, right? Who had memory verses as a kid? They had to do those? Okay. Anyway, that was tangential. I really like to go fishing, and I call it fishing because I don't catch a lot. If I caught a lot, I guess I'd call it catching. But the point is that you go out and you try, and I've tried everything, okay? And as I've said several times before, this last fishing trip that my dad and I and Ben went on, my dad and I, we have thousands of dollars worth of fishing equipment. A really nice Bass Tracker boat. We have fishing poles that cost several hundred dollars, reels that cost several hundred dollars mounted on them. All of this nice stuff from Bass Pro Shop and Cabela's. And Ben outfishes us every time on that little $3 Zebco reel from Walmart, and it's really getting agitated. But I'm glad he catches fish. And there's a lesson, I think, in there for us. You see, Jesus calls us to be fishers of men, fishers for people, to go out and to try to catch something. And our goal is to do that. And no matter whether or not it's on by expensive, flashy things or something cheap and simple, it is our hope that we do catch people for Jesus, that we are able to bring them closer by. When I go fishing, I'm just glad if something will bite the hook, okay? It's nice if it's something I can eat, like catfish. I have a strict catch and release policy for catfish. I catch them and I release them into hot grease. Thank you for laughing. That's like the fifth time I've told that joke. I really appreciate that you continue to laugh at it. But I'm not particularly discriminate whenever I go fishing. I'm happy that something comes by. There's a lesson for us in that as well. Because whenever we are going out and we're fishing for people, when we're going out and throwing that net pretty wide for Jesus and showing people the love and the hospitality and the generosity, proclaiming the good news of God in Christ, showing them that Christ is their salvation, we shouldn't be looking for a specific kind of person. We are looking for the rich. We are fishing for the poor. We are casting our nets for those who are mentally stable and those not so much. We are looking for people who are perhaps broken, people who perhaps have their act together. We're fishing for the lives of the children of God. We're not looking for specific kinds of catches. We're not looking for demographics that perhaps look exactly like us. We're not looking for people that will help come to church and fill the budget. We are looking to fill empty lives, not empty pews. And our goal as Christians is to cast that net far and wide to everyone that we come into contact with. Because if we don't want to be responsible for the one that got away. We, in fact, need to be the people that love so profoundly and so extravagantly that it mirrors God's love for us. When we fail to do that, we fall short of a command that Jesus gives not only to those fishermen that day, but to us 2,000 years later, to be fishers of people, to show them that there is a better way than being stuck in the materialism and the degradation of the world, to show them that there is, in fact, love and peace in Jesus Christ and in relationship with God. We are called to go outside of this place. We are called to be fishers of men, not keepers of an aquarium. We are called to go out into the world. And when we fail to do that, in love and with respect, when we fail to do that, we have failed to live into that command. That's why it's so important for me, for all of us, whenever we encounter someone who may not have that relationship with Jesus, to perhaps plant a little seed. Dare I say, dangle that little hook out there. And show them that maybe there's a different way. Maybe there's something they're missing in their lives. And maybe, just maybe, they need to put God in that God-shaped hole in their heart. And it doesn't have to be ostentatious. We don't have to go out and beat people over the head with the Bible to show them that Jesus loves them. Okay? As a matter of fact, much like St. Francis, whenever he said to his monks to go out into all the world and preach the gospel and, if necessary, use words, we are commanded to be people who can be walking testimonies of a loving God. When we go out into the world and we do that, and we show people this light that emanates from us, and I'm trying to remember who it is that said this, that the point of discipleship and apostleship and proclaiming the good news is to shine forth a light from us so beautiful that all the world will want to know from whence it came. That's what we're going to do. That's what we need to do. Because without it, the world does not know salvation. The world does not know salvation without that light emanating from our lives. They don't know Jesus. And to not have Jesus in your life, knowing what Jesus has done for me and in my life, I can't imagine going on without having that sort of relationship. I want to share it, and I hope that you do too. I want you to go out, and I want you to cast a net far and wide to everyone you meet. I don't want it just to be people that look like you, your friends who come to parties, the people you interact with on a regular basis. I want it to be anyone and everyone that you come around. People who look like you, people who don't look like you. People in the same socioeconomic frames, people who are far out from it. Because all the world needs to come to the knowledge and love of God, of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So who's ready to go fishing? Let's go. Amen.